And today is April 15th, regular Zoom day. Okay. Any updated information from anyone? I got a bunch here, so do you want me to go first?
Today is April 15th, right?
Yep, April 15th.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I'll go first. Now, this is from TNT Tony. And he just reiterated all the currencies which are going to be in the first basket, or what they're referring to as the first basket. They're also talking about a second basket. But any rate, all the currencies, which are the important ones anyways, are the Iraqi dinar, the Indonesian rupiah, the Vietnamese dong, the Afghanistan Afghani. The Iranian riel, Venezuelan bolivar, and the Zimbabwe Zim bond.
Aren't they talking about the bolivar being in the second basket?
As far as TNT Tony is concerned, it is in the first. I would expect it to be in the first. I would expect it to be in the first anyways. It's a major one. Second thing is, they said, was the second basket will include a lot of the other countries, like most of Africa, South America, Central America, and Asia, smaller countries like Mongolia, etc. But a lot of those countries, what they're really talking about is the GCR part, where the whole planet goes one to one. Every dollar equals a dollar. But the RV is slightly different. That's a time-limited bonus for those people who are paying attention like us. Now, we got a little bit of information here. There's the new Treasury dollars will be announced Monday, April 17th. That's the latest I have on that. Iraq is in the second reading on its bill. And this is during Ramadan, so they don't normally do that. But I think it's already done ahead of time anyways. So it's just, this is just for the show. We have the TD Banks, which is in trouble. So if you're in Canada, you're in you have a TD account, you might want to put a red flag up. Starting Monday as well, the QFS will be in full flight 100%. And I don't know if anyone who's got a lobster account has noticed that there hasn't been very many airdrops in the last couple of days. So things are happening. That's all I got.
It's actually been happening for almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, but more so in the last couple of days. Like I didn't.
Very visible.
Tell us, I'm gonna mute you because you got my you got feedback coming through you. James, you said you had some tidbits.
Yeah, I was looking in Wolverine's chat room, and he forwarded a few messages from someone named Maza Vila.
Mm-hmm.
And according to what I'm reading, some of us will be getting a call from previous facilities instead of having to call an 800 number, because especially for those who have purchased, you know, currencies in ZIM, that information will be known. And
mm-hmm.
So we might get a call to schedule an appointment. Some of us might have to actually call the 800 number. So don't be surprised if you get a call for that.
That's right. So if you bought in currency, let's say from Amazon or eBay or 100 zillion or trillions.com or any of these places, and they got your number and address, you might be getting a call. That's a possibility. You get on a list somewhere. Yep. So It's all good.
That doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah.
Would be a nightmare to do. Right.
Yeah. But if it doesn't happen, then we also have our the second thing where I'm connected to seven safe links. So when I get them, I'll post them in seven areas. Mm-hmm. Telegram main chat, Telegram channel chat, Telegram help menu, Signal main chat, the back office on the server, and also in a special edition newsletter. And then Luna will give out a special phone call from Signal if you have the Signal app. So that's seven areas there for everyone. And also, you'll know that we're a go because I've already got a made a picture of an RV button, big red button. So when you see that, you know it's go time.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any good information or anything, a little tidbit or a piece of the puzzle, anything? Feel free. Nothing? No, we're all good. Okay.
All I can say is it's
positive news coming from all directions at this point in time. It's like, so if there's negativity in your world, you might want to look within.
Yeah. I think it seems we're getting mighty close, and it looks like this week coming up is it's got some interesting things happening. So this might be our week. I don't know, but certainly looking very inviting. That's for sure.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'm seeing or heard from Derek Johnson, he was on the show. Oh God, I can't even think of his name. That was he was on the other night. I'm sure somebody can help me out here. The pollen is so bad right now. It's like I can't even think. My head's so stuffed. But he had said something about his school loan. As a veteran, his school loan was paid off. And I know that with Nasara, the school loans are supposed to get paid off. He only made a comment about veterans at 100%. Now, my daughter is a veteran at six. I think hers is only 60% disability. So I don't know if he just is dropping bombs that this is kind of the start of this, letting people know that school loans will be taken care of. Has anybody else heard that? And I'm hoping that that's true.
Yeah, there was someone in our group that had school loan paid off. Who was that, Luna?
Patty. It was Patty.
It was Patty. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. $18,000 loan paid off. So it is happening behind the scenes. So there was something else I wanted to mention. I can't remember what it was now. But
So I heard through on Bruce call the other day, he said that Canadian customers facing their credit cards are being paid off, forgiven. I don't know if that's true. I'm not in Canada.
That was from 2019. If it's the same thing that you're talking about, Taliesin. It happened in 2019 because it was just Chase Bank and they decided to stop having credit cards in Canada. So they forgave all the balances. Supposedly. I don't know.
It's a good excuse.
Because I delved into that when I saw that.
Yeah, it's a good excuse without them having to say that it was Jassara that actually, because that's a law, right? So, you know, yeah, they're getting out because we know that they're not going to make it, right? But so everything just kind of, you know, goes together, right? If you don't know what the real story is, right, you'll believe them, right? You'll think, wow, that's pretty good. But, you know, we know there's more to it than just what they're showing, right? So. Very good.
Also heard, hi everybody, that for those who are getting or receiving Social Security, it's supposed to be going up and a different way that they are going to be paying out starting this month. So
yeah,
it's just kind of crazy. The first, excuse me, they're doing something. I get it all mixed up, so I'm not going to even repeat it, but that, and I also read where, forgive me, I got a lot going on in my wonderful brain here, that as well as what James was stating, that somewhere between tonight and Monday, we should be getting some notifications. I take that with a grain of salt. It's just information because, you know, we've been told and they really don't want to expose the actual date because so many scammers.
Yeah, there was also, I think I'm not sure if I mentioned or not, but Iraq was in their second reading on their bill. So that will be very interesting. I think it's already done
deal behind. That's to decide the dollar rate, right?
That's right. But I think it's already done behind the scenes or just letting that soft disclosure out.
Because they don't do anything during Ramadan, right? So that's another, they never do anything through the 21 days or whatever, 23 days, whatever it is for Ramadan, right? And
that's because they're exhausted with it. They can't. I have some people I work with that, I mean, they don't eat, they can't eat after 6 a.m. and then they can't eat until after sunset. They can't even drink water, nothing during that time.
Yeah.
That's what you call a good fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to ask you all, guys, have you heard or seen, I can't now remember where that was. I think maybe in some kind of Islamic state where they had so much rain suddenly that they were overwhelmed with insects and
I heard that
I posted that
and immediately what came to us, to my mother and me, was that's a sign of God. That was what we instantly kind of picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
crickets. They were crickets. Somebody told me.
Yeah, they're crickets, not cockroaches. Someone not called cockroaches. Them cockroaches. There's crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, or we could think of that as pestilence, which was in the Bible, right? So that's one of the signs of a blessing or something big, and we know we're about to flip. That's huge, right? Worldwide, not just in those countries or our country, right? It's the world is about to flip.
I wonder what the gematria is on crickets.
Well, I can do that, or James can do it.
Yeah,
James loves to do it.
Yeah. Getting ready to do that right now.
Okay, that would be an interesting one.
Yeah. He'll love reading that.
Yeah.
Anybody hear anything else about the solar flash?
No. Did you?
No, that's why I was asking, because I was thinking the other day, okay, the solar flash is supposed to happen. Oh, RV is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
What happens if?
I do remember something, Kathy. There was something about, I was listening to one of the...
Intel providers?
No. It was one of the spiritual gurus, yeah. And they were saying something happening, I think it was on Monday. Something I think it was totally in 5D, I think, as of Monday, something like that. Can't remember exactly what it was. I should have written it down, but I didn't at the time.
I have read that we're supposed to already be in 5D. I read some things, but my question.
Mother Earth is in 5D.
Yes, Earth is in 5D. But my question is, the flash, the supposed, flash. Because there's more than one event taking place. Should the solar event, near-death event, take place before RV? It's going to knock out all communications, all. So how will we get notified for RV if that happens?
It's either going to happen just before or it's going to happen after.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Luna.
I said it's going to happen either before that happens or it's going to happen just after. The 10 days, right? The locking down. You remember, the powers that be now, the good ones, right, know that this is going to happen. So they've planned for it. This is a global currency reset. It's a worldwide event. So don't worry about that.
Okay. I was just curious because, like you said, I know they know what they're doing, but, you know, we don't know all of the details.
And, but we have to trust, right?
Yes, trust. Okay. But, you know, me being an out-of-box thinker, you know, I was just thinking, okay, if this happens, when this happens, if that happens, you know, I just kind of overthink all the time.
Yeah.
But then
the solar flare can also be, and I've heard that it's going to be, remember we talked about sleep, that you're going to go to sleep and, you know, we each get different hours sleep. For example, some people are good on 4 hours sleep but it's going to feel like they got 8 or 9 hours. Or in our case, if you sleep 8 hours, it's going to feel like 16 hours that you've slept. But you won't know that you actually have slept the 16 hours.
There's a possibility that the solar flash could happen when we're asleep.
While we're asleep.
We won't know it. And when we awaken, we will be 5D individuals. I mean, beings. Yeah. Crystalline beings.
Every dimension has 7 levels. So even if you're in 5D, how are we going to be? I believe our 5D is going to happen when we come out of our meeting. That's you coming out as your highest version of you, right? The humanitarian. And you're actually going to be able to not have any veils, okay? There's no masks. We are going to be able to be who we are probably for the first time in this lifetime. Okay? Without a mask.
No judgment.
You don't have to hide who you are. You know, no judgment. No, you know, because they're going to know. Once they wake up, all of them are going to get caught up as to what they've missed. And they're going to do it pretty quickly. And unfortunately, they had to do it through trauma. But they also chose that. Their soul chose that. And they'll know who we are. Finally. Right? I mean, I you guys have heard myself and Gio, I've talked about us. I personally, as a psychic, had to hide for the first part of my life. And by the first part, I mean 30 years. I didn't really start coming out. You know, I helped people around me, but I didn't do it in the public until I was about 30.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not ever going to be like that again for anybody, no matter what it is, your gift is, right? So that's the new world that we're going to create. And the children that are in are even more in tune than we are, right? And we're going to open it up for them so that we can actually draw out all of their gifts instead of having them hide, right? Like I had to do. And had to discover my own gifts throughout my lifetime and in a tough way, you know.
Yeah, back when I was growing up, there was very few books, very few people that you could talk to about, you know, this kind of stuff, about your gifts and stuff. I know when I had my first out of the body experience, and I talked to my my parents and siblings about it, they thought I was crazy. And I found myself about a week later sitting in front of a shrink. And this is when I was 8 years old. So I decided so I decided at that point I better keep my mouth shut for a while.
A lot of kids like us were medicated. They're the ADHD kids, because most of us have that. I know I do. Gio has a little bit of it. Some of us are worse than others, but, you know, I would never be medicated anyway, but so we learn to just deal with it. You know, it's a little bit harder when you're manic, you know, what did they used to call that in the 70s? Bipolar, right? A lot of psychics are also bipolar. So, you know, it's tough. It's a tough world. Go ahead, James.
Yeah.
Hit us. You're muted.
Ooh, about the crickets. In English and simple gematria, here are a few pretty interesting words that came up. The first one is Trump. Another one's purple. Elizabeth, Uncle Sam, Iesus, Walmart, get out, good luck, God's plan. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That's biblical, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about the crickets, the posting that I posted out in, I don't know where it was, in Saudi Arabia, maybe?
I think it was at Mecca, wasn't it?
Mecca. And
wow, that really is God then.
But where did Walmart come out?
Sorry?
Walmart fall in there. That ain't biblical.
What was it?
Walmart?
No, meaning they're going down. That's biblical.
Oh,
God, okay. Right? Yeah. Think about it that way. The hand of God, right?
They were underground tunnels and under some of the Walmarts, I'm given to understand.
No, she just didn't.
And they made comments about them closing certain ones that they have closed. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, my future grandson and my future grandson, he works at Walmart. He's only 18 years old, so of course he wouldn't know anything about that kind of stuff. He just has a job. But I dare not say anything to him, because he would he'd look at me like, what? Yeah. Are you crazy, old woman?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So he'll have to find out the hard way. Unfortunately, he will lose his job.
Well, he's going to graduate, and he wants to be in construction, so I'm going to hire him to do some projects for me.
Yes, very good.
I do have a comment here for Kathy. You were concerned about blackout, etc. When we get the safe links, and if it is blackout during that time, they'll make the safe links available. In other words, the website's available, 911 will be available, etc. Everything else will be electronically filtered out. But if we do have the RV during blackout, they will probably provide on the safe link website, probably a printout that will give us free passage if there's any kind of martial law, that type of thing. So it'll give us a piece of paper that we can display, so we won't get stopped.
Thank you. I was also concerned about this. I don't answer my phone for just anybody, because most of the time it's just marketing people trying to get you on whatever. But if it's someone I know that knows me, yes, that's fine. So I was concerned about that, because, you know, there are entities that can have 800 numbers that mean no good. So it's good to know. And I also heard that we would be getting some type of codes, that once we got a code, that would be, and we were to say that code, that would get us our appointment. You know, we can make our appointments through that. So the SafeLink thing is, I don't know much about it, but that makes me feel better.
Yeah. Basically, what a SafeLink is, it's a website that, basically, when I get the, I'm connected to seven different places, email-wise. So when I get the notifications of the RV, then if it does come in the form of a, rather than an 800 number, if it comes in the form of a SafeLink, basically what you do with the SafeLink is it's just a link that you I'll publish in seven areas, and when I publish them in Telegram, etc., it'll be in the form of a web link. So you just click on it, it takes you to a website automatically. In that website, you will answer a few questions, maybe three, four, five different questions. Based on how you answer those questions will dictate the telephone number that you'll get for your appointment. So as an example, if you have, let's say, Zim and assorted currencies, you'll get one number. That Zim number, that phone number, I believe, is going to be part of your account number as well. That's a good possibility. And the other thing is, if you have just, let's say, currency but no Zim, then you'll get just a direct number to a bank or a redemption center, which is close to you, based on your postal code or zip number. Any other questions in that area?
Well, if you have both Zim and other currencies,
then you'll get
a different number.
Yeah, you'll get one or the other. If you have Zim, you'll get one number. If you have just currencies, you'll get another number. Okay, slightly different. But the number that you call, you'll be calling for directly, probably to a bank or a redemption center close to you. Or it could be also, if you have Zim, it's also a possibility you'll be redeeming on a military base. Or a redemption center or a bank, could be one of the three. Tellison.
So I got on a little late because I had trouble getting logged in, but you were sharing what your information said about what was going to be in the first basket. Could you be willing to go over that again?
I'll do the whole thing over. Yeah, so there was a bit of information here. So there's going to be, if there is going to be several baskets, in the first basket are the main currencies, which we've talked a lot about in the past. They'd be the Iraqi dinar, the Indonesian rupiah, the Vietnamese dong, the Afghanistan Afghani, the Iranian rial, the Venezuela bolivar, the Zimbabwe Zim bond. Monday coming up, the QFS will be running 100% live. Anybody who has a Lobster account has probably noticed funny things happening with the Lobster account. Haven't been getting very many airdrops. Now, in terms of the second basket, they were talking about the smaller countries, like smaller countries in Africa, South America, Central America, and also Asia. Smaller countries like Mongolia will be in the second basket, but that's a lot of that they're referring to also as they would be small exchanges, not like the other ones I just mentioned in the first basket. Myself personally, I think it's going to be one big basket. But there could be two baskets. As far as the GCR is concerned, the GCR is that part or aspect.
Lindsay, you ready to go?
The GCR part is considered where all countries of the world exchange their currencies one for one. So right now, for example, Canada has to pay about another 30% on top of the US dollar. So as soon as the GCR comes into play, The Canadian dollar, the American dollar will be 1-to-1. That's an example. Also, starting on Monday coming up, the new rainbow currency, the new treasury dollar will be announced. Okay, that's coming Monday. As far as in Canada, the TD banks are in trouble. So if you have a TD bank, that's a big red flag going up. And also the second thing was Iraq is in the second reading of their bill, but I think it's already done deal. So they probably have a third reading. It's already done, I think. They're just not saying it publicly. And that's all I got.
Tomorrow or Sunday, we said that we'll get confirmation, likely tomorrow.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and as far as the TD Bank, it's just basically that for us is a marker letting us know that it's now hitting Canada. Because we haven't been able, we were talking about this last week, Gio and I. Why is nothing going on here that we're not picking up any Canadian news, right? Not in the news. I know we're not going to get it in the 3D news, but I'm saying even in our circles, we weren't seeing anything. And then lo and behold, this came up today, just before we got on. So with the TD Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we know it's worldwide, right? It's a global event. Happening. All the central banks. It's not just one or two, right? It's all of them. It started off with the Silicon Valley one. That was the domino trigger, I figure. At least that's where they decided to start it. I don't know why. I'm sure there's some wisdom behind that.
Well, it was actually started probably about a year or so back ago, probably 2 years ago, with the Deutsche Bank with their derivatives. And they've just been holding up the whole planet. Yeah. And timely, right?
Yeah, well, since 2008.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else who has any type of questions at all on the RV process or currencies or bonds or anything like that? Is there any questions out there at all?
So you said the notifications will probably come out tomorrow?
No. I didn't say that. I said the Treasury dollar, your U.S. note will be announced tomorrow, or on Monday, rather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I heard something for tomorrow, but okay.
There's probably something happening tomorrow, for sure. But I think this week coming up is going to be a lot of stuff happening, or at least starting from about the 15th on to the end of the month and going probably all of May. Because we know June is the tribunals, and I'm pretty sure the RV has got to happen before that. So we're looking at about probably maximum 6 weeks, no more. Okay, so I expect myself personally, I got a funny feeling this week coming up might be a good week. So, but I don't know that for a fact.
Okay. Somebody got their panties in a bunch the other day. They put on there that they heard that Juan O'Savin and -48 says that this isn't going to happen until the fall. And it's like, oh my gosh, no, don't even go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I can't say that happening, especially with the tribunals happening in June.
June, July.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you know what, he's been very famous for saying stuff like that. I mean, I can remember very clearly him saying that Nisarg Jassara was BS, and he's since retracted. Well, he didn't actually retract it. He just now is saying yes about Nisarg. He's talking about it. Right. So it's just information. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question actually for my sister.
Mm-hmm.
She is like, I've created a monster with her. She's like,
lots of those going around
this now.
Okay, that's good.
She is, she listens to Mark Z every single day or twice a day.
Yeah.
And she said that he had said, and he has a link on his website, I guess his page, about the Zim. And she wants to know, do we need that? It's about the bearer on demand. And he said to print it off and take it with you.
What is the bearer on demand?
I have some form that you're supposed to fill out because the Zim is a bearer on demand. Or
that is also printed right on the note itself in fine print.
You are the bearer of the bond.
That's what I thought.
Right, it's right on it. So I don't know what the heck he's talking about. What form? But understand that he is with Seeds of Wisdom. With that group, and they do, and they're bankers, and they do things totally different than what we are doing. Okay. So, you know what? Any form that needs to be filled out, those guys will have that form. If they require that form with the Zim, they will have that form at our redemption.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, cool.
That's all.
Right.
And then I had one other little thing that she had mentioned, because she also listens to Phil all the time, that he was saying that there will be things going down, and he didn't say which ones, but he alluded to make sure everything is backed up on your Facebook, all photos, posts, etc. And he said, I can't tell you which ones will go down, but they didn't tell me that I can't tell you which ones will not go down. So he said Signal will not go down and Telegram will not go down.
Oh, and Telegram. Well, that's surprising. Well, that's probably because the Kennedys took over Telegram, from what I heard. This was like more than 8 months ago that I heard that, but I don't really have any confirmation of that personally.
Yeah, because Telegram was started by a WEF, whatever they're called.
Middle East.
The up and coming leaders, that global leader, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's good. But anyway, it's just information.
But it's good. It's good to know.
Yeah, they're what they're really talking about there is when we get blackout, there's going to be a lot of big corporations like Facebook and Twitter and that kind of stuff. They're all going to go down. I mean, they're already taken over, but they probably will go down anyways, just for the scare event, right? The blackout, right? So now when they come back up, I don't know if they'll have your, all the, like your pictures and that kind of stuff. I have no idea if that's the case. Hopefully they'll still have it. If not, it might be a good idea, or probably very prudent of you to probably back everything up just in case. I know I've done that already. So everything that you can do ahead of time, back things up, save everything. As far as at home, make sure you have some extra cash at home. Make sure you have extra food, water, etc. Because we're going to be going down for about probably around 10 days, maybe a little bit more.
10, 12 days, they say.
Yeah, so and during that time, ATMs will not work, right? Power is expected to go out everywhere in the world, but only for a very short time, maybe 2-3 hours until it's switched back over to Tesla. So free energy, right? So that
is expected. I can't see that happening, only because there are people who are on home oxygen or home things that they need their electricity. I can't see that happening. I've heard that before, that it's going to go out, but somebody else poo-pooed that and said that's not going to happen, because they've been doing this thing over the last few years, getting all these tests in and so on and so forth, doing different pockets all over the world or all over the country. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, there's just too many people, you know, there might be somebody, I know somebody who's got a child on a ventilator at home. So I can't see that happening.
Okay. So what would happen under a normal power failure with those people?
I don't know that
they have tanks in the house.
They probably have some kind of a backup system.
They have portable tanks. They would have portable tanks, right?
Yeah. With that. Yeah, they have tanks in the house.
Called a backup generator. My mom was on dialysis, peritoneal dialysis, and the whole house was wired specially. So if there was a blackout for everybody else, trust me, they got this where they can do it. Yours would not go down. If it did, it's a generator that's hooked up to the mass electrical unit, and that keeps the it kept the peritoneal machine going.
That makes sense.
For individuals who are nebulizers or ventilators, anything like that, it's a backup generator they should have. Don't know if they do, but they should have. They have small units, big units, you know, what have you. But I'll put it like this. If the Alliance knows who we are and what we're about, I will believe in my heart of hearts, provisions will be made for individuals who have those special needs. And theirs wouldn't go out. I mean, that's just in my heart.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that because I'm a retired medic, but I understand the backup generators and all that. But what about people who have frozen foods in their freezer or something? I mean, I know that I just had power go out at the house for maybe 3 or 4 hours, and you know, you don't open your freezer, so you know, things will be kosher. But I don't know.
They can't keep it down much more than 2 or 3 hours. That's all it would be. And that would be just for the fine tuning, right?
Yeah. If you have a freezer or something like that, 2 or 3 hours is not going to hurt the deep freezer or the refrigerator. No. Just keep it closed.
Yeah.
I just read on Chosen Ones, I mean, right before I came on the Zoom, that when the blackout occurs, it should be no more than 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I just read it.
Yeah.
And that, of course, like Jill says, you know, prepare yourself with food, cash, so.
Yeah.
That it shouldn't be more than 10 days of, you know, being down.
Yeah.
Also,
likely locked in those 10 days too, right? We'll be locked in. They're going to do the EBS, right? To keep us indoors so that they're forced and keep us safe. To watch television.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, to keep us safe. I think it's mostly so that they can watch and find out what's been going on, right? Because technically they will be more awake than they are currently.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So as far as the 10 days of darkness, you know, if you have the money and you can afford it, buy a little bit extra food for your neighbors. A lot of the neighbors are not going to be planning for this kind of stuff, right? They're still in 3D.
Mm-hmm. They're asleep. Yeah,
they're still asleep. So if you can afford it, buy a couple extra, you know, another bag of rice or something, right? Just to help where you can, right?
It's going to be weird because everything's going to shut down. Bank card won't work. Not that you'll be able to go out, but even if you could, you wouldn't be able to purchase anything. So that's the other reason for having cash. Because even if we get back, if we're allowed out or whatever, and the stores start opening, but the cash machine may not work, at least you've got cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be able to buy food or whatever.
By us going into 5D, are we not transition? Our bodies are transitioning into where we don't have to eat as much too. Wasn't that part
or
of it?
Or sleep.
Yeah, we're going from carbon based to crystalline.
Crystalline. So we don't need to sleep as much either.
What could I look up to look up information on that, the crystalline body, or how would I Google that? Or,
well, you could try Googling just that, but there isn't really a whole lot of information. Mostly it would be in books. I don't know if there's anything that I have, but I'll look. I'll look and see if I have a PDF book on it. I know I have a book, a light body book, but
how do you know, Luna? I know that you are you have that ability to understand so much that, but where, you know, if there's nothing out there, that how do you, it's so awesome to hear this. You, and I've talked about that before, but, and I'm in that, you know, give me more information. I'm learning, but to understand that, because I wouldn't be able to explain that to nobody. I mean, my
Rebecca, Rebecca, you could probably Google carbon based to crystalline body. Okay. And you'll probably get some information on it, most likely. Taliesin.
Taliesin's got the answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Taliesin.
Yeah, just wanted to respond. So first of all, we used to be had pretty structure in our energetic field around our ears, eyes, heart. That structure is already been there. It's just been dormant because of hijacking that happened to humankind.
Yeah.
So it's a reactivation is what's going on. It's like something's not being recreated, it's being reactivated. That's how I would put it.
Yeah.
Now one of the healing modalities that I've studied is called crystalline consciousness technique. And it's a very advanced it's there and it's prevalent and it's just needs to
you yourself
believe in it. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. It's not rocket science, Becky. It's real.
Taliesin, can you repeat that? Because you rubber banded, so we didn't hear a lot of it.
Yeah, my internet is questionable. I had trouble getting on today to the Zoom. So you want me to go through the whole thing, Tam?
Well, we missed the first part.
Okay, so first of all, we used to be crystalline.
Oh. No.
You're frozen.
Yeah, you're rubber banding again.
Part of the hypnosis.
You're rubber banding again.
Sorry, there's nothing I can do about it.
I think what he's trying to say is that we are. We're
getting feedback.
Yeah. I'll have to go out and come back in. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you.
Ah. He's trying to say that our bodies were crystalline but went dormant. Okay, so now it's being reawakened again. What do you have to do? Drink water. Sleep when your body wants sleep, because it wants a lot of sleep, because that's when we heal. So we're turning back into the crystalline body. And James posted a really, really good article on that. Rebecca, look on the chat. It's an excellent, excellent article that actually talks about us having once been crystalline bodies. So we were usurped in this lifetime. We were supposed to have ascended a long, long time ago. But it was stopped, and they put, I would say, half, maybe three quarters of the population asleep, so that thinking that we wouldn't be powerful enough to get to this state, and here we are. right? Because people like Gio and myself have been working our whole life. Remember how I describe our life? We've lived a purposeful life on purpose. Okay, we had a purpose. We knew what that purpose was. And for me personally, was to wake up as many people as came in my path, connect them with the earth, in other words. And so I've spent four decades, almost five decades, doing just that before this mission, which was always my primary mission, right?
Yeah, and a lot of you other people have done exactly the same thing. And this is why we have such a division now with our families, et cetera, right? Because so now we've informed them and now it's up to them to wake up.
Yeah.
We've done our part.
Yeah, we planted their seeds. We planted the seeds there and then the universe will do the rest. And I do believe that our ascension will happen while we sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing because I have been feeling the symptoms of this solar energy so strong in my body in different ways. And most of the time I will be sleepy, get ready to go to bed, head hit the pillow, and maybe a half hour, 45 minutes, and then I'm up. Then I, in myself, I'm like, I got to go to work tomorrow. I got to get my rest. So I make myself go back to sleep. But then in my sleep, my legs feel like they're on fire. And then sometimes I woke up with nosebleeds. It's just like different things I'm noticing. Difference in my eating. Certain things I don't want anymore. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And that's I don't require as much sleep.
Yeah.
And when I sleep hard, it could be 2 hours.
And then you're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I've laid many a night.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what I was saying was that the crystalline structure, they're structures that are around our ears, around our heart. They're part of the system that was hijacked when we became carbon based. And that was to take away many of our powers that have been asleep all these years. So the biggest problem with it is that we don't believe that it's there. So you have to start with your belief system and realize that you are more capable and more powerful than you've ever been told. So one of the modalities that I've studied is called crystalline consciousness technique. And it's an advanced form of Reiki, which focuses more on long distance work as opposed to hands-on in-person kind of work. So the crystalline structure is there. It's just being reactivated. It's not rocket science. And like I said, the biggest obstacle is that most people don't believe it. So believe in it. See it's coming. It's really about our powers of clairvoyance, telepathic, clairaudience, all these powers that we all have that have been turned off. So it's like an old classic car that's been stuck in a garage or a barn for many years. You know, it needs to get cleaned up, dusted off and out, and get it tuned up and running again. So that's the best comparison I can come up with.
Yeah, it's
thank you.
The other analogy I can give you is whenever I've gone out of my physical body, done an OBE or an out of the body experience, I go out in the crystalline body, and you're very light, so you can float. You can do a lot of things that you wouldn't normally do in a normal physical body. So yeah, you're open to a lot more things. That's about the best way
I can explain. What I've noticed the last, especially in the last year, is the vibration. The body, I can feel the vibration. It's vibrating inside. I just kind of go with it. You don't even like, just go about your normal business. I don't pay attention to it. It's just doing what it's doing and I'm allowing it, right? So I'm not fighting it. If I feel tired, I don't like napping during the day because then I definitely won't be sleeping at night because I have enough trouble with that. So I actually take CBD oil in order to go to sleep. Because otherwise I'll lay awake until 8 o'clock and then I'll nod off. So I can be in bed that long without a wink. I'm wide awake. And I don't know what, and sometimes even with the CBD oil, it doesn't work. So, but, and that's normal. That's normal for this process. It doesn't feel great, but it is normal. Yeah. I'm trying to make up for it the next day, right?
Yeah. One of the things I was going to say, sometimes when I'm going to sleep with Luna, we're laying in bed and we're both vibrating. Independently, we're vibrating independently. And over time, what happens, we start vibrating in sync. It's a really strange feeling when you're vibrating, because like sometimes we get it really strong, really strong. It almost feels like someone's shaking you really fast.
Yep. And then all of a sudden you can't feel the shaking anymore because you've synced. Right? Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
As you guys were just talking about the crystalline body.
Yeah.
It made me remember that last night, I guess I was flying a lot. And it just was so like, it wasn't weird. It wasn't like, it was just normal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
No wonder I wake up so tired.
Exactly. Exactly.
I have a good time at night, I guess.
We're busy at night. We're working. Well, a lot of us work.
It's all a big Harry Potter movie, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I've never watched those.
Yeah, it's a good movie to watch. It'll give you a good idea of what's going on. Also, if you're not a Star Trek fan, start watching Star Trek. Because a lot of the technologies that Star Trek use is the technologies that we'll be getting here very, very, very soon. And we're talking teleportation devices, anti-gravitational devices, shrinking devices, all these kind of neat and cool things. Transporters, but I was thinking of replicating devices, de-replicating devices. There's 6,000 patents, over 6,000, 6,500 patents that have been suppressed technologies that we're going to get to be very privy to very shortly. So it's going to be very exciting. I know I'm looking forward to them. Okay. I thought I would just take a minute here. Any of you new members who haven't done this yet, in the back office and also in the WBG help menu, we have some business card templates, right? If you can, I recommend you download them. They're in AI format or Illustrator format and also Adobe PDF format, right? So you can get different types of formats. You can change the logo here if you want. You can change your contact information down here on the right-hand side. Just leave this information here that you're part of the World Benevolence Group. And here's another one. Here's one of Luna's cards. Now, the idea is that you want to create these things for yourself. Go to the printer. They can change that information for you if you can't do it yourself. If you want to do it yourself, then James, you know this information better than I do. Canva, I think it is.
Yes, canva.com. You can upload images and like tweak them to fit like business card sizes. And then you can take those images and go to VistaPrint, upload them, to where you can actually order print cards.
Yeah, so the idea eventually is that once you get those cards, anytime you're out in your daily, going to stores or walking down the street, or keep a couple with you, and you get talking to somebody, then you can give them a card and start building your team ahead of time, right? All these people that potentially, you know, if you see someone needs, let's say a street person, give them your card, you know. So as soon as we have the RV, you're going to be able to help them directly. That's the idea of them, right? And then the other thing is also in the back office and also in the Telegram help menu is the phase documents. If you haven't read the phase documents, I recommend start reading them, especially phases 3, 4, and 5 are the best ones. 1 and 2 are okay, but the crux, most of the information is in 3, 4, and 5. The other thing is also as I'm editing those documents right now, I'm about 3/4 way through it. I'm putting I'm editing them and putting in an index, so you'd be able to look up some keywords and get a quick definition really fast. So hopefully I'll have that ready in about a week or two, maybe.
Which ones are you editing, Gio? Just 3, 4, and 5 or all of them?
All of them. All of them. And then after that, I'm going to be doing a sixth document, which will help us post-RV going out the door with our projects. All right. So, you know, because that's a big gray area for a lot of people is to... A lot of the members have never had a business, never had a lot of money, that type of thing. So it's more geared to giving people a direction to how to work, you know, with that kind of money, and feel comfortable with it, right? And what to do, you know, business wise, right? How to get started? What do I do? You know, that type of thing, right? So it's more to the streamline again and get to, you know, make people feel a little more comfortable being in more of a leadership position, because that's where you'll be as a custodian. You'll be in a leadership position overseeing your projects. So it's going to be really important for you guys to get comfortable with that, especially, you know, talking to a lot of people, right? You have to get comfortable with it, you know, get outside your skin and do things that you wouldn't normally do. Yeah, it's important, right? As a benefactor or custodian, it's really important, because you got to be able to communicate effectively. I mean, WBG will be there to help you along as well, but it's still the same token. You still got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet, so to speak. Right? You know, you guys know what I'm trying to say. So at any rate, okay, anybody else have anything they want to share?
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Patricia.
I just want to know where all the articles are, because I just went back. I mean, for example, last time there was an article supposedly posted in on the website, and went back and looked. I couldn't find it. And Luna just said something about James had an article. I went back to the WBG and to the Signal website. I'm not sure which website is being referred to.
It's sure. The Signal chat that I was talking about with James.
Signal? Okay. Yes, so
here. Right now.
Okay.
It's in this chat.
In this chat. No, I thought you said that there was an article that
it, the article is posted in this chat.
Yeah.
The link.
The How link do you get the article. This chat? Where is that? I'm having trouble with this in that I cannot.
Are you on a computer or your phone?
No, I'm on my phone.
You're on your phone.
I cannot even mute and unmute myself because it's below what I have. Like when I first come on, I can see it and then it drops. So I can't
so touch the screen.
Should bring it up.
It should come back up.
Nope. I have it's an enlargement. It's not that low. It's below the 3 dots and I can't go below the 3 dots. So I don't know what it is. It's when I leave, I can see it flash in front of me, but it's something about the way my configured.
You'll probably have to take your phone in then. If your screen is if the resolution is bigger than your phone when you put something on, that's a phone feature that you're going to have to take in and have it looked at.
When you press on your photo, it gets bigger, and then you have something called backgrounds, video filters, none, and blur. So I don't think it's something just new to my phone. I don't think it's something unique to my phone.
I have no idea at this point. That's a technical.
You have an Android, right?
Huh?
You have an Android?
No, I have an iPhone.
So on my iPhone, if I'm on Zoom, okay, let me.
Yeah, I can see my picture, but if I press my photo, if I press on my photo, I go to a different, where my photo is bigger, and I have something called backgrounds and video filters. And then none and blur. And there's an icon of a camera and there's two arrows. If I press the two arrows, I come back to the normal the normal small photo with everybody else.
Wow.
So that's where I am. I don't know something I did or
yeah, that's something that we can't take care of on the call right now. That's something that we can have to deal with later. I can help, or Luna can help you with that after the call.
Okay. Thank you.
That's something we can't deal with right now.
Okay.
Anyone else have anything they want to talk about or discuss? Any tidbits of information that they want to share? Anything happening in their around your life or in your area that you find interesting?
I can say again. Yesterday, so for the ones who don't know, I'm in the UK. Yesterday, and I have the military very, very close here. So literally around the corner is the military. And yesterday they were very, very, very heavy bombings. It sounded like cannon, not just like normal machine gun or guns or something. Very, very, very heavy, and we could feel the ground shaking. Okay, that was going on during the normal broad daylight yesterday. Mom heard it, the cat heard it. Even the cat is she's deaf. She was running around back and front to the door, felt the ground kind of moving.
Tanya, I'm wondering if that was if that was the military, either doing a practice drill, or they could also be still clearing a few dumps.
I don't think that those are trainings, because our training base is a little bit farther away. But this what I we heard yesterday sounded very, very, very close, almost like it was in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I know the difference between the testing or when they do their training, because that's farther away somehow. But this wasn't, in my opinion, wasn't a training. Mm-hmm. I still think that they are still clearing out some dumps or some
probably
areas or some people or whatever it is. But also I want to say, because today I was at an event again, because I very often I do on the weekends spiritual minded events. And I realized I had a lady there, talked to her long, long time, way over an hour I talked to her. And I'm realizing that there are still many, 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 many people who haven't got a clue. But then I also realized that there are very quickly people now really getting it and waking up and suddenly having things what they never experienced, and they are getting it. So what I'm saying, the reason why I share this is I believe very strongly that the ones who are fairly awake, I'm pretty sure some of us don't know all of it as well. There will be things also for us which we will be still shocked. right? What I'm saying is that we need to support the people who are getting it in one go, where we have, like me and many others, we have getting that for years and years and years and years, right? But those people are getting it in one go, and they will be absolutely shocked. And that's why I believe we need to help those people to be able to cope with the amount of shocks they will be getting in their system.
Yeah, that's going to be very true. We have to understand, like, most of the people on this call have been awake for a number of years. I know I've been awake most of my life, but there's a few people who are just waking up. And there's a lot of people who are, for example, they are going to be waking up and still not awakened. They're going to be woken up with basically a 2x4 or a Mack truck effect. These are the people that are going to need some help because they're going to be in shock.
Absolutely.
So we are the ones who, on top of our RV jobs, we're going to be also, you know, communicating with our friends and family, right? Our neighbors and stuff to help them along. Just be kind to them because they will be in shock. You have to remember that the things that we've had a long time to digest, you know, years and years to digest this information, and the other people are going to be getting it in one shot.
Yeah.
All within a couple of days, a few days. And this is all information that they're basically, threatening their belief system. They're getting their whole belief system redefined instantly. Yeah. So, absolutely. Right. So it's going to be a shock treatment. Go ahead, Sonia.
Yeah. And I also believe as well that what we have been doing for years and years and years and years is literally for this moment now, where we are going through this, to make ourselves so strong and balanced in whatever we are doing, to actually shield the others who are going through that shockwave, right? So we have to. It's the same like if I want to do some healing to somebody, I must be also in a way balanced myself to actually do this type of thing, right? And what we have been doing and treating our bodies what it needs and with good nutritious food, wow. The good stuff that the body needs, right? Also the self-care we have to do on ourselves to become strong and balanced, and so that we are able to do that type of work what we are here to do, because that's our duty. And I'm saying this even now, just in front of the RV, even now, take whatever it takes to get your body ready, your system ready, and do the self-care on yourself as well.
Yeah, put a different way. It's like anything. You know, if you're not healed in top form, if you're not good for yourself, you're not going to be good for anybody else either, right? So it's good. Taliesin.
Yeah, just to chime along with the conversation, I've thought a lot about this and the situation of people being given information, you know, that they're going to not be able to digest and accept in the moment. And a lot of that, of course, is going to be cognitive dissonance, but a lot of it also is going to be the fact that many of them have been offered this information by people like us, and they've refused it, they've pushed it away. And they're going to be angry at themselves when they realize that they actually had the opportunity to get this information sooner and they pushed it away. So that self-criticism is going to really be amplified. And so that's another issue that goes along with the conversation.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
I hope you got that.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. We got.
Yeah, that was that was good. That was a good point you made there, Taliesin. Anybody like to add anything? Add to that at all? Anyone? Yeah, we're all good. Okay, is there anything else? Anything anybody would like to share at all?
Yeah, actually, I have something I'd like to share. Earth Day is coming up on the 22nd, and a few friends of mine, and I imagine a whole lot of other people too, are going to be doing a 1-hour meditation starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Obviously different times, you know, for those in different time zones. So if anybody's interested in joining in this collective meditation, I humbly invite you.
Is there a particular website or something that you can share in main chat?
Not any particular website. I'm a part of a Facebook group, and one of the other admins was talking to me about it, and I marked my calendar a while back, so we've been planning for it.
Okay, then what I would recommend is when that the date comes, and it was the 22nd, was it?
22nd.
Okay, so in that time period, around that time period, maybe just make a quick blurb, share it, and wherever you can, and hopefully people will join in and have a meditation.
James, what time did you say it was? Your time?
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, so 8 p.m. And then how would we do it? Like, is there a place we can...
Just like a meditation to help keep us, you know, grounded, especially to Mother Earth, seeing as how it's Earth Day. I think the more people that get involved, you know, as a collective, the energy is going to be very intense, and we're going to experience a lot more positive changes.
Okay, so it's not going to be like a Zoom call or anything that we're all, it's just going to be our own meditation at the same time. Got it. 8 p.m. Central Time on the 22nd. Well, and that's a Saturday, so you'll be able to remind everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday afternoon, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to share at all? Nothing? You want to call it an early day?
Yes, please. I have a toilet that's running that has to be fixed. So I have to go to Lowe's now.
Can't help you there.
Yeah, I know.
If you turn the water off.
Sorry for the rubber banding. Yeah. You turn the water off and then you can find out where it's coming from. And I did it this morning. And the water bill, because I can watch it hour by hour, and it was like 110 gallons at 7 o'clock this morning. It's still 110 gallons. So it tells me it's that one toilet. So now I have to figure out how to fix it. I don't know.
Probably
going to be watching some YouTube videos.
Yeah, look for the plug in the bottom of the tank. It's probably leaking. There's a rubber plug.
Plug in the bottom of the
tank, the water tank. Bottom of the, yeah, you lift
flapper off
the
valve. Top.
The flapper, yeah. The flapper thingy.
Yeah.
The flapper thingy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be my afternoon.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
I know y'all are jealous. I'm going to be fixing the toilet. Yay.
Yeah, you get to do man stuff now.
Yeah.
All right. So anybody else share anything before we leave?
I just want to say something to Patricia.
Yeah.
I went on to my iPhone. I have an iPhone. And the chat and everything showed up right on the bottom. So I don't know why it's not showing up on your phone. But
I figured it out. There's a little tiny green dot on the upper right.
No, anything. It was just my picture was there, and down below there was a whole queue. Okay. Participants, chats, share screen, record, everything that I see on my computer.
I understand what you're saying. I figured it out for me. What's going on is there is a little green dot on the upper right-hand corner. If I press it, it goes to that. Then I get everything coming down, but it only stays. It doesn't stay. It just goes. It went away again. See, so there's something going on. There's something here where I have to actually, I don't know if I could keep it on, but I have the green bar with the phone number of the time, and I have Zoom and everything.
Patricia, you have to go to your settings in Telegram. In settings in Telegram and fandangle in there. And yeah, you're trying to do this in Telegram, right?
No, I'm on Zoom, and if I press that little green dot, it all comes back, but then it went right back up again. That's why I lost it. And the bottom where you have the mute, the stop, video, participants, all that goes away. So then you look for, now I saw that green dot. I don't know how to keep it on all the time though, but I have to press it. I don't know. Maybe there's something that I have to turn on.
It's probably in your settings. Probably like a check mark or something that you got to put on to keep it.
So there. In the settings of the phone, right? Not in the settings of anything else. Okay, I'll go
see. One or the other. It's either a setting in the application, or it's a setting in the phone. It depends upon which aspect is controlling it. You might have to check both.
So I'll go into the settings and I'll look for signal and see if I can look something on. I don't know what it is. Yeah, that's probably what it is, but it's only on temporarily. That's why I lost it. And I was like, I couldn't, something changed because it never used to be there. This is why I need an IT person, like full time, because I can't do this stuff at all. I just can't. When we have meetings, my boss, he takes my computer and he works on it while we're talking. Because by the time you do it, it'll take forever. So he just takes mine and talks and fixes mine. And it's just like, so I will figure it out though. At least I know how to make it work. So I'll kind of figure out. Yeah, I was playing around while everybody was talking. So I saw that dot.
Yeah, sometimes people are technically challenged. That's okay.
It is what it is. And, what I'm going to need a full-time IT. It's the first thing I'm going to hire is an IT person.
There you go.
A good one, you know.
All right. Anybody else?
Thank you. Thanks anyway.
Okay. Okay. If anyone else has anything they want to share, otherwise we'll have it
I just want to remind people that the more wisdom you attain, the more conscious you become, the crazier you're going to be to those people out there, right? Just ignore it, okay? They will catch up.
Thank you, everyone. What a great day. Great chat.
Thank you. Right. Thanks for your help.
Hey, welcome. Luna, can you repeat that real fast? That was really good.
I said the more wisdom you attain, and the more conscious you become, the crazier you're going to appear to others. We've lived it, right, Taliesin?
I've lived in that neighborhood most of my life. Yep.
Same here. I know. We really have.
We all share the same zip code.
I'm becoming crazier. I am getting crazier.
Yep.
But my daughter, I am getting crazier.
You're getting wiser. It's just they can't see it.
But I love you all.
Love you too.
Crazy.
You too.
Not crazy to us. You're beautiful.
Aww. Good day.
We love you. Love you guys.
Love you all.
You guys.
Have a great day, everyone.
Wednesday. Bye.
All right. Let's call it a day.